From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents a concert performance with Ray Adams and Friends, coming up on Red Barn Radio.
Say you don't remember. You say it wasn't true. The day in late December might have been too soon. I saw you passing. In the reach of you, thought you might have seen me need to break through. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Let it be June. Comes easy without a pain or two. Hard to move a mountain keeping me from you. Beneath the wind I whisper, song I sing for you. If we make it through December, I'll sing a song for June.
Thank you.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Lex Arts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. the Bourbon Barrel Guitar Company, and their master craftsman Mike Menkel, who creates amazing artistic and functionally superior electric guitars from reclaimed bourbon barrels. Mike's on Facebook and also on the web at bourbonbarrelguitar.com. The Paducah Visitors Bureau, Paducah, Kentucky, a UNESCO creative city of crafts and folk art, connects you to your creativity. Visit online at paducah.travel.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Renee Collins and we are here to welcome you to Red Barn Radio's 560th live performance. Tonight, we are so pleased to present another night of great live music with a visit from Ray Adams and friends. Ray Adams was born and raised in Lexington, Kentucky. He spent most of his early music years playing bass guitar and co-writing songs in the very well-respected Greg Austin Band. With Ray tonight are Zach Lafferty and Chris Bentley. Please welcome tonight's guest in a concert performance on the Red Barn Radio stage, Ray Adams and friends.
On sacred ground, where she can pass as a devil with the heart of a saint. Lord, bring me down. It's been a long, cold summer. She has sweat on her thighs. The little face of an angel tattooed across her back. I yell mercy. Lord, bring me down. No apologies, just lay me on the ground till you say breathe. Oh, oh. My body's aching. Fever 100 degrees. I've been cleansed by the raven claws tearing up in me. She was a tall-headed woman with a snake up her back. She's got a mouth full of venom that keeps me off track. I yell mercy. Lord, just bring me down. On me. Well, you can bring me a shovel and a glass of wine so I'll be free. I'll dig a hole in this earth till there's blood on my hands, washing the sin of the sinner with the blood of the Lamb. Lord, have mercy. Lord, bring me down. Give no second thoughts, no apologies. I'll lay underground till you say breathe. Whoa, whoa. Till you say breathe. Whoa, whoa.
Thank y'all. Appreciate it.
Here's Red Barn Radio's Brad Becker speaking with Ray Adams and friends. Hi, Brad.
Hey, Renee. Nice to see you. Missed you
nice
last week.
You. Yes.
Heard you guys had a good time dancing around this place and shaking it up.
The floor was a hopping.
All right. Well, it's nice to be here with Ray tonight. Ray is here with his good friends, Zach Lafferty, who is playing the lead guitar over there. That nice sound. And then Chris Bentley is back there knocking away on the cajon, the barefoot cajon. All right. Nice to have you guys with us here. Ray, you're from Lexington.
Yes, sir.
Born and raised?
Born and raised.
No kidding. And you go to high school here then, too?
Lafayette.
You did?
Yeah.
Did they have a music program when you were at Lafayette?
They probably did.
you just weren't there to see it, or?
Right.
Is that to say that you skipped school a lot when you were in high school?
I left school early.
To do other things, more important things?
Playing music.
Really?
Yeah.
How soon did you get bit by the music bug?
Fairly early. My family was always into music. When I was growing up, they had a gospel quartet. Like every weekend, we'd pack up the trailer and hit the churches and the festivals. And basically, that's where I think I learned a little bit about harmony and singing.
Yeah.
He ain't got no money. He ain't got no money. Money ain't what he's got. She ain't got no worries. She ain't got no worries. Worries ain't what she's got. He's got All they need is what they got. All they need is what they got. All they need is what they got.
Ray Adams.
We owned a pet shop, and down the street, a music store opened, and I just ventured down there and bought a bass and started learning how to play bass. And it all started then.
When you traveled with your family gospel band, did you all go representing your church, or were you
They were called the Sojourners, and we did a lot of small churches. I remember going to a lot of small churches with two rows of pews and no fans, no air conditioning. Everybody had the hand fans and a lot of big potlucks. And I remember one time, it was very powerful, but they were on a flatbed truck kind of over a graveyard, and everybody was just kind of sitting around. My daddy started talking about, wouldn't it be great if all the graves, I can't do it. He was a professional entertainer, very inspiring, but he was saying, wouldn't it be great if the graves opened up and everybody started going up to heaven? Wouldn't that be a wonderful thing right now? I was a little kid, but I was just kind of looking around going, oh, I don't know about that. But he took off on a song called I Know, and it was like gave me cold chills. I don't know if I remember it maybe a little bit. But he always sang tenor, I believe. But some people say about that old-time religion, it's just a thing of the past. But in that modern day I was living, it's the only thing that would last. I know. And it was just very powerful at the time.
Traditional gospel tune?
Very traditional. How great they are, the king is coming. They did a lot of big festivals too. I remember seeing he was Elvis's backup, J.D. Souther.
Oh.
Yeah. So they did a lot of big shows, too.
Did you say J.D. Souther?
Yeah, I think so. Is that right?
J.D. Sumner.
Sumner, yeah.
All right, well.
The bass singer for Elvis.
Oh, wow.
But they had a quartet, too, and did a lot of the gospel circuits.
So your dad was a tenor just like you?
Yeah. Huh.
He writes songs?
He didn't, but he played everything. He could sit down at organ, piano. He played sax and big band. He played guitar along the Chet Atkins style.
When he was opening up for bigger acts with other bands, was he opening up as a gospel band?
Yes.
Oh, neat.
Amazing grace falls upon us. A tender touch.
My dad was a big Elvis fan. He listened to a lot of different stuff. He listened to a lot of jazz and a lot of drummers. I can't remember one drummer's name, but he listened to a little bit of everything. And when I got into music, they were very supportive. And I remember one little story that, I mean, I was just learning how to play, but me and a couple guys in the neighborhood were playing and told Dad to listen to this. And he said, well, let me show you something. And he started picking. He said, first you got to start with the bass part. And he started with the bass part. And he said, then you got to put in the rhythm. And then you got to pick a lead at the same time. I was like, oh, Dad, give it back. You don't know what you're talking about. Then I took off on Cat Scratch Fever, you know.
Oh, yeah. You consider your dad one of your prime influences when it comes to playing? And
music, yeah, yeah. I remember being a little bitty kid. He had a Gibson Melody Maker and a Sears and Roebuck 212 guitar amp, and I literally would just lay my head against the speaker and listen to him play. And
how'd your dad feel about you skipping school?
They loved it. Yeah, they were very supportive.
At least that's how your memory serves you right now.
Yeah.
Didn't know a thing about you. Didn't know what I missed. Didn't know the world gave blessings for the words that came from your lips. No need for expectations for a girl so full of grace. I love you when you smile, girl, your soul shine bright, taking praise of mine in my heart, in my soul. Days have turned to minutes, can't seem to get enough. We wrap our arms around us and totally melt within our love. No more lonely heartaches, no more jaded love. I've learned more from you and how a man can truly love I'm home and I feel out of place. With your love and affection gives me a true direction. Back where I belong.
Thank you. Thank you.
What do you remember about Lexington? No, we're talking about the 70s?
Was probably 70s, yeah.
Okay.
It was kind of neat. My dad had a friend that was a cop when I first started playing bass, and he would pick me up, my dad, but the cop would pick me up and take me around to a lot of places to listen to musicians, which I thought was pretty cool. I didn't know how cool it was till later. You know, I went on the road with a kind of a hair band, rock band, when I was young. And I played in some other bands before that, but it was a pretty good touring band. We played every week in a different state, and just, you know, we toured all the time.
What was the name of that band?
High Roller. Learned a lot there. There was a lot of really, really talented musicians from the Monticello area, and they wrote a lot. Huh. I learned a lot about music and sound, and they put on a really big show.
They played covers and originals?
Yeah, yeah.
What kind of covers did they do back then?
It was like Judas Priest and Pat Benatar and...
Okay, well, that gives me an idea.
That's 80s.
I was sort of imagining Skynyrd and Marshall Tucker, but no.
Yeah,
harder.
Spandex.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha. You said big hair bands.
Yeah.
That's right.
I was going to wear spandex tonight. I don't think I'd fit into it.
Sitting outside in this parking lot, the riverless city has grown dark. It's lost its spark. I'm all alone. The mystery of the neon lights. Me standing next to him feels like a knife cut through my life once again.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Ray Adams and Friends, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with Ray Adams and Friends after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.
Another day like this.
Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Ray Adams and Friends, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
Oh, you and I. There's always a place upon my shoulder for you to lay your head. There's only you and me fighting drunkards and disease. We need to play. Oh, baby. Oh, baby. Oh, baby, you and I.
Thank you all. Thank you very much.
Left you to introduce Zach and Chris.
Let's start with Zach. I met Zach a couple of years ago, I guess, out at the Twist of Cork, and invited him up to play with me without any rehearsal or anything like that. And I did mainly all originals, and he just fell right in, and extremely talented picker and extremely good person to have around.
How'd you learn to play that thing?
Zach Lafferty.
A lot of nights in my room by myself.
Yeah?
A whole lot. Yeah, I had a great uncle who played a lot, played in bands around the area, and he taught me some chords and actually gave me my first real guitar. I had a cheaper acoustic. I played a lot, and then he gave me an electric and an amp, and I just spent most of my teenage years in my bedroom.
Not a very social guy?
Well, yeah, but I just like playing guitar.
That takes a lot of discipline, right, to hole up and keep at it?
Yeah, for me, it didn't really feel like that because it's just a lot of fun. I didn't think of it as I was working on something. I thought of it as I was just having fun playing guitar. Huh.
Favorite guitarists?
Acoustic, probably James Taylor. And electric is easier to name.
they always are.
Dwayne Allman. Is definitely one. Derek Trucks right now he's the best in the world.
Yeah.
There was an article in the Times recently about the death of the electric guitar. You agree with that? The electric guitar is kind of fading away?
Not so much. I also work at a guitar shop. I talk to people every day who are very much still on electric guitar, so it doesn't seem too dead to me.
I guess the article was just talking about the guitar hero.
Well,
guy.
As far as mainstream stuff, maybe not so much. But if you dig just a little bit, it's still there.
Yeah.
It's still there.
Well, I happen to agree, yeah.
I'm nothing but skin and bones, made of blood, only Jesus knows, defined by my highs and lows. Eyes that don't cry, I become everything, and everything I've tried not to be. I don't blame you for hating me. Hate myself sometimes. Another drink in my hand. Another reason to not give a damn. Another word I shouldn't have said. Don't care. I guess this is your cross to bear. For what I believe, I leave here with no regrets. On a white line of pain and mess. Not sorry for what I left. This burden's not on me.
If you could tell us a little bit about Sunday Best.
Chris Bentley.
Well, it's myself and another childhood friend that Zach and I both grew up with, Nicholas Jamerson, from the same county, Floyd County, Kentucky. It's about 2 hours east of Lexington. That's where we're from. It's where we're based out of. But we started in 2010 here in Lexington. Started playing around it anywhere that would have us, mainly restaurants, and played at Redmond's forever downtown, where we met Greg Austin and Larry Redmond, and kind of got to know Ray through those connections too. Okay. So the world gets smaller every day if you want it to.
Huh.
Yeah, the musical community family in and around Central Kentucky and Eastern Kentucky, Western Kentucky, all of it is, yeah. It's very, very shared sense of purpose with all of us. So we all play with one another as we can and when we're invited. But yeah, Sunday Best, we started 2010 and we're still playing.
Do you play cajon with Sunday Best?
Yes.
And exclusively?
No, not exclusively.
Okay, so
I
do a variety of things.
Play guitar and sing. My brother made this drum. He's a carpenter here out of Lexington. But so this specific cajon is one that he made out of domestic hardwood from the state, and specifically Eastern Kentucky. And me and my nephew painted this faceplate a few days ago. He'll be 6 years old next month, so we painted this together. And it's my favorite. I've played a lot of different cajons, but this is kind of was my first love. I grew up playing the drums, but when I started to play the cajon, the simplicity of it has kept me near it.
Is there kind of a standard design to build a cajon? Is it like a trademarked design, I wonder?
Well, the box shape is pretty standard. I've seen them in different shapes, but if you want to buy one in, say, a store storefront or something, or have one made for you customly, it's they pretty much all carry the same dimensions, but the difference maker is just what kind of wood is used and the kind of care that's put into it. And these have real snares in them. So my brother, he's a carpenter, but he's also a drummer. So lucky me. Yeah.
Well, I'm caving in. The walls around me are getting thin. I feel everything.
The mysterious act of co-writing. can't imagine how that happens.
Right. I'm a big fan of co-writing, only because I feel like the more creatives you put, well, I shouldn't say that. I would say limit to four or less creatives that you put together, the better your product's going to be.
Whitney Yakey.
I think if you find someone who has different strengths than you have, who can fill in your weakness and you can fill in their weaknesses musically or lyrically, melodically, vocally, you come out with a better product. I've had, in my experience, I come out with a better product when I write with other people. I think you have to be flexible. When you co-write, you have to be willing to let go of ideas that you have if others don't agree with you. A lot of times when we co-write, we already start a song and then we take it to someone and we finish it together. I would never take a song to someone that I wasn't willing to compromise on. If it was a personal song that was so close to me that I didn't want to change anything so far, I would never do that because I'd probably make some enemies. Clearly, for the songwriting of Ray and myself, clearly he is, instrument-wise, he far exceeds me. Vocally, he is super strong. I'm not really sure what Ray's weaknesses are. I guess we should ask, what are your weaknesses? We should ask him. He doesn't seem to have many musically, that's for sure.
When we first started writing, she taught me a lot about writing. And I wrote a couple of years most of my life, and when I started working with her, we've wrote hundreds in no time, you know. And we've learned a lot. We both worked on being completely honest in our writing. Sometimes it's very painful to sit there and put your stuff right out there, you know, for other people to see.
Have me walking on air from my first embrace, giving in to lonely for the rest of my days. The higher we rose, the further we fell. Nothing compared. I'm tired of watching the whole world catch fire.
Thank our guests, Ray Adams and friends, for being with us this evening. We thank our volunteers for their help with our production. We also thank those of you listening to our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn Network of stations. And of course, the members of our studio audience, we thank all of you for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition of this Kentucky region in the South. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available on the web at eventbrite.com, Lexington. Who wants to hear more from Ray Adams and Friends? Hit it, guys.
Sunshine, my only sunshine.
don't take my sunshine away. Please don't take my sunshine away.
Thank you all. Thank you.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Ray, Zach, Chris, Whitney, and Ray's daughters, Chelsea and Savannah, for being with us tonight. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. The Bourbon Barrel Guitar Company and their master craftsman, Mike Mankel, who creates amazing artistic and functionally superior electric guitars from reclaimed bourbon barrels. Mike's on Facebook and also on the web at bourbonbarrelguitar.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Red Barn Radio's line producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. We also thank our volunteers. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of VisitLex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, VisitLex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. The Paducah Visitors Bureau, Paducah, Kentucky, a UNESCO creative city of crafts and folk art, connects you to your creativity. Visit online at paducah.travel. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.